You're listening to SBS News.
While other parts of the country are experiencing drought conditions, New South Wales is bearing the brunt. The whole state has been declared in drought, with many farmers saying it's the toughest conditions they've ever faced. Without rain, dams and fields are drying out. Farmer Chris Haycock says without fresh, green grass, his livestock won't survive.
Without greenness, they get sick, and that's probably our biggest battle, is they need that green, and there's none around, and they can only eat so much hay, and you're trying to give them other vitamins from blocks or licks or supplement, you know.
He says the drought is forcing farmers to buy grain and hay from interstate to feed their livestock, and he's calling on the government to import feed from overseas.
The ridiculous prices of grain now and hay has gone too far. The government's got to step in and bring some in from overseas or do something. They just can't sit back and wait till every cow in Australia a cheap die.
Fourth generation farmer Philip Hunter is one of Australia's biggest producers of wool and lamb. He too believes the government needs to act quickly and consider importing grain before it's too late.
It should be brought into the country, charged at a fair price to the farmer, and get out there, because we are at a critical level now of keeping the core breeding herd of sheep and cattle going.
Dozens of volunteers from Sydney have taken matters into their own hands, delivering much-needed aid to farmers in New South Wales' Central West. A convoy of cars carrying food and water supplies made the journey from Sydney to Yeovil, south of the regional centre Dubbo. Organiser Sergio Antov says he was inspired to help the farmers after reading about the challenges they currently face.
As soon as I seen at the news that farmers, Australian farmers, are struggling to feed up the youngest generations of their stock, I realized that I need to do something right now. I got some information that government is doing something, but the problem is before this centralized help will reach the target, it could be too late.
Residents from across Sydney gathered in Lithgow with cars loaded full of groceries for drought-stricken farmers. From there, 30 cars set out on the 200-kilometre journey. Their haul included canned food, coffee, toiletries and four trailers carrying more than 8,500 litres of water. It's hoped the food and water supplies will help as many as 60 families in the next month. Drought Relief Coordinator Crystal Haycock says the delivery will be of great assistance.
A lot of households are out of water. A lot of farms can't afford luxury items in their groceries. They're down to just staples. So these goods will just be a tremendous uplifting experience for the people who are going to receive them.
Volunteer Maria Shvedova believes Australians have a responsibility to help farmers in times of need.
These guys have been putting food on our tables for centuries, and it just didn't seem fair to me that they have so little, you know. When my friend Sergi put this initiative together and he called us and he told us what was happening, we just thought we could not do it. You know, we had to jump on board.
For Yeovil farmer Joy Haycock, seeing the volunteers' generosity was an overwhelming experience.
We haven't seen so many people visit our farm in a lot of years. It's just very overwhelming. It's just wonderful. We are so happy, and it's just restored faith in everybody to know that the city's actually thinking of the farmers.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.